You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and I'll bring to you the top developments of the day on the pandemic from India and around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 26th. The country reported a single day rise of fewer than 40,000 cases. However, the daily positivity rate was recorded above 3% after a period of 35 days. Meanwhile, the daily fatalities due to COVID were just a little over 400, but the active cases increased by close to 3,000 in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today. Well, in some better news, another vaccine is set to be launched soon. Hyderabad-based pharma firm Biological E told CNBC TV 18 in an exclusive interview that phase 3 trial of its vaccine Corbevax is currently underway, and the firm expects to apply for emergency use authorization by August. The company said it will supply a minimum of 300 million doses of vaccine to the central government on obtaining the emergency use license, which it hopes to secure by September. Meanwhile, the UAE has extended the suspension of travel for those traveling from India and several other South Asian countries until August 31st. People who are not allowed to travel do not include UAE citizens, diplomats, or those holding the nation's investor visa. Nor does it include fully vaccinated travelers who hold a residency visa and have taken 3 tests since June 23rd. However, those who fall outside this bracket and hope to conduct business or travel for leisure to the UAE will have to continue to wait for the restrictions to be lifted. Next is an update from the national capital. Starting today, metro trains and buses in Delhi have been allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Soon after resuming operations, Delhi metro services came to a standstill this morning following mild tremors. However, as services started normally, long queues were seen outside the busiest Delhi metro stations such as Anand Vihar, Akshardham and Nirman Vihar. Moving on to an update on the case against Gautam Gambhir's foundation over the hoarding of COVID medicines. The Supreme Court has refused to stay proceedings against the BJP MP's foundation in a case relating to illegally procuring and distributing COVID-19 medicines. The top court bench said people were running around for medicine and drugs, and in this situation, suddenly a trust comes and says, "We will give you medicines." As the court refused to entertain the plea, it observed, and I quote, "This is not done. We do not want to say anything, but we also have our ears to the ground," unquote. Next is an update on the sports front. Even as Indian athletes are bringing laurels for the country, the situation seems pretty tense at the Tokyo Olympics. The COVID-19 infections associated with the game have gone up to 148 after organizers reported 16 new cases today. These new cases include 3 athletes. Now some pandemic news on the global front. South Africa has started to lift certain restrictions, including relaxation on interprovincial travel, sale of alcohol, and larger public gatherings. This comes as the country recorded a dip in new COVID-19 cases. The South African president announced that the nation will move to level 3 from the current level 4 of its 5-level lockdown strategy. He said that level 4 restrictions, which had been in place for a month, were now being lifted as there was a reduction in new infections and deaths in the third wave of the pandemic. He, however, said that some restrictions would still remain in place due to persistent fears regarding the highly transmissible Delta variant. Moving on to a study on early antiviral response that may determine the severity of COVID infection in a person. According to a recent study in the US, the course of severe COVID-19 may be determined by the body's antiviral response to initial infection. Well, this opens up new avenues for early drug interventions that could prevent severe disease. Researchers analyzed whether the path towards severe disease could start much earlier than expected, perhaps even within the initial response created when the virus enters the nose. They studied cells taken from nasal swabs of patients at the time of their initial COVID diagnosis. They compared patients who went on to develop mild COVID-19 to those who progressed into more severe disease and eventually required respiratory support. The findings showed that the patients who went on to develop severe COVID-19 exhibited a much more muted antiviral response in the cells collected from earlier swabs compared to patients who had a mild course of the disease. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.